first.
Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to our podcast. We're doing this, ladies.
I'm so ready.
We're ready.
I'm
so excited. All right. Well, I am Olivia. I am from St. Louis, Missouri. Born in Dallas, Texas. Woo-hoo. I'm 21. I'm recently married. And my job, I guess, is I'm technically a road manager or tour manager for my papa, who does comedy.
Daddy
and
too.
During the weekdays, I am a stay-at-home wife.
Living the dream.
Honestly, yeah. It's the best. It's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, it sounds good.
So, anyways.
Okay.
My name is Kylie. I am newly engaged. Woo-hoo! I'm from Jefferson City. I'm currently living in Cape Girardeau, but in a month I'll live in St. Louis. Right
yes!
here.
We'll be able to record more easily.
And I don't have to drive 2 hours every week. I'm a nursing student. I'll start in January. And I'm a group fitness instructor currently.
Champion.
Yeah. So fit.
So cool.
Body so hard.
not me and Olivia, though.
No, unfortunately. I haven't worked out in weeks.
This whole podcast is going to be just about how hot Kylie is. How ugly we are.
It will turn into.
No. Next podcast is a Zumba class. Okay.
And it's just us breathing heavily. Okay.
Tell us about yourself, Halea.
All right. I'm Halea. I'm 25. I was born and raised in St. Louis. Still in St. Louis, stuck here forever. And I'm a hairstylist. And one day I will not be. But I don't know what I'll be doing.
You know what you'll be doing.
I've been looking into being an aerospace engineer. So. I was like,
guys, she's not joking.
Kind of joking, but
Rala's not that hard.
Mainly serious.
Just trying to go and move to Rala.
Yeah. All right. So we started this podcast, or starting this podcast, because our quote unquote significant others are best friends, and we met through them. So we don't really know each other very well. But we are getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And this is a way that we are doing that, is through this podcast.
Yeah, we've been hanging out for like a year and a half, 2 years now, mm-hmm. but haven't ever really spent a lot of time one-on-one. Mm-hmm. So we figured if the guys love each other so much, we should love each
yeah.
other the
and
same.
It's honestly going
and or
great.
More.
You know what I can't wait is until the others start having significant others, mm. and then we can host those girls on the podcast.
Yes.
What others?
Like Ryan,
ooh.
Steve,
Will. Will has a girlfriend.
Ooh. All
right.
New. I don't. New. Yeah, they just became Facebook official, so they're probably getting
that's
married.
Serious.
I've never been on Facebook.
Ben and I did not become Facebook official until we got engaged, and that was like
I think
2 weeks
same
after.
With us. Yeah,
oh yeah,
that was
he wouldn't
us
accept
too.
your engagement request.
He didn't even send me a friend request when he first made one. It was like 2 or 3 weeks after I saw him scrolling through, and I was like, "We're not friends." And he goes, "I guess I'll send you one."
Like, I know all that I need to know.
Well, we didn't even put that we were married on Facebook till 5 months after we got
Whoa.
Married.
People need to mind their own business.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
I don't want people knowing I got married.
No, then they're going to
That's why I post
things.
Millions of photos on Facebook for everybody to see. You
don't post
me?
That you've had a child until they're like 10.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
The people that really matter will know.
Keep them safe, protect them, nurture them.
Ooh, okay. So we're going to start out with talking about how we first met, our first impressions of each other, mm-hmm. and then we're going to go into some questions to get to know each other better.
Yeah.
So let's start with Kylie. What was your first impression of me?
Oh, Halea.
What did you like?
Everything. So I met the boys in 2015, and I didn't meet Halea until December of 2016.
16
yeah.
or 17. It was not.
We're like grandparents. I met
Wait.
Her back in 19-
no, it was 2017.
She was friends with
yeah.
Annalise, who
Annalise.
I met through David.
And I
from the store.
Man and Matt.
Yeah, from so I didn't store. Meet Halea till December 2017, and I had heard so many stories of Halea, and they
Be
were
honest, were some of them bad?
No, it was always about like how fun you are, and everyone talked about how much they loved you and what, like, what a good time you are. And so I felt so much pressure to like impress you, and I wanted you to like me, and that turned into me being very quiet and awkward.
We've had a joke that Kylie never talks, so we're just getting to know her now. We just heard her voice last week. We've known her for 2 years.
Yeah, I'm so outgoing until I started meeting Ben's people, and I just shut down completely.
It is kind of a weird group to crack into, though.
Yeah.
It's everyone's so tightly knitted, and everyone, like, wants to get to know you. And for me, I was like, I don't want anyone to get to know me. Yeah. Please, like.
And everybody's always talking. Like, people will talk, and then somebody immediately is talking after.
But not only that, is their opinions are so strong. Mm. Yeah. So you feel like if you say anything, they will know everything to go against what you're saying.
But it's usually in a nice not way. Right, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They know a lot. And it's in a nice way, but it is very intimidating because you feel all alone in this circle of really tight people.
Well, I always got really frustrated at first because I felt like people were always asking Ben about me.
Right.
But no one asked me about me.
Right.
And that's
true. I'm sorry if I did that.
Did we do that?
I was here first, kind of, so I feel like I should have. We'll get into
Whoa. Oh my gosh, that's actually interesting.
Wait, were you?
Yeah. I've been around.
Well, but like you guys didn't start dating until after.
Yeah, but I was already involved with like the group. I already knew
all
the
boys. But like around like in the group, I guess.
Yeah. Like I was friends with all the boys before I started dating.
I was the first kid here.
They're mine.
If we really want to talk about who was here first, it's fine. Anyways.
Right. And so I met Halia in Steven's apartment, and we watched Lord of the Rings, which I found very boring.
So she made out with Ben for the first time.
That
is true.
We can cut that.
Yeah. We don't have to.
I'm not cutting that. Let's
Sorry,
talk more
Mom.
In depth.
And yeah, honestly, we didn't do much that day.
No.
So it was like really hard to even, and no one really talked, and yeah, it was bad. And then I just decided not to talk for the next 2 years. But
as one like, does.
I couldn't really talk that first night, so I just figured that's my place in this group.
They don't know if I'm mute or not. Like,
she's just here for the looks. We're just like, we really need to bring our group average up.
That's all anyone
Somebody bring a girl.
We're all sevens. We need a nine. Let's go.
Excuse me, I got rated a 9.5.
Oh, we're gonna cut that.
please do. All right, and then Olivia. So I met Olivia.
My heart just dropped. I don't know why I got so nervous.
Yeah, because we heard this last week.
And it was at her husband Luke's family gathering, and so they had first started dating. So there was already, like, you're just getting to know him,
right.
And we didn't really interact that
much. I had purple hair at the time.
She did have purple hair, which I thought was cool. Everyone else was put off by it. You weren't. See, everyone else was not expecting someone like that from Luke, but I was not surprised. I kind of assumed he would get someone who's not the stereotypical, like,
brother and girl.
Yeah. Mm. She's not a brother and girl. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I thought you were really cool. And I was like, she's a lot cooler than I am.
Oh my gosh.
I remember thinking that. And yeah. And then after that, we just didn't really get to know each other. Yeah. I honestly, at first, I did not feel the need to get to know you very well because I didn't really think you were going to be around very long time.
Whoa.
Right.
If I'm going to be completely honest here, but I'm so
no, I get that.
But I'm so glad you are. And
yeah, married first.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go next.
Okay.
So I met Halia, I think like January of 2018, and I was in Luke's basement, who is my husband or his grandpa's basement, whatever. And Halia came down with Steven, and they were really happy and nice, and they like hugged me when I first met them. I was like, these guys are like youth pastors, they've gotta be. They just have that like feel where they hug you and then they ask you all these deep questions about your life.
Anyone that knows me and Steven is like, just laughing.
I know, I can't believe, like, thinking back now, it's funny to think that. But and I just thought she was really cool and really nice, and I think we just played cards or something.
Yeah, we did.
And it was fun. And I know I was like really timid and shy at that time. So I was trying to figure out like how to interact with Luke's friends. And then Kylie, yeah, we met at one of Luke's family gatherings, and that was scary because I had like never met his family, so that was like all new people, and of course you're trying to like impress them, but you can't really when you have purple hair and tattoos.
Yeah. Just a vagabond.
But yeah, then I met Kylie, and my first thought was like, dang, she's hot.
Yeah.
And quiet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then I just kept, like, for both of you, I just always wanted to, like, get to know you and get closer to you. But I think it's harder for me to do that around a bunch of people, mm-hmm. like all the guys and stuff. So that's why I'm so happy we're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the first time I met Kylie, so I met Kylie before I met Olivia. So the first time I met her, like she said, we were at Steven's apartment in Rolla. And I remember before they came, I'd heard so much about this girl, and I'd never known Ben while he was dating somebody. And so I was like, I just hadn't, and I had never seen photos of you even. I had no idea what to expect. And I remember when you walked in, and I said this last week, I was like, her hair is so shiny. And I was like, I think I was just impressed. I was like, Ben's a good looking guy, but like, I was like, good job, Ben. And I remember I thought that you were young and I thought that you were quiet, but I thought you were very pretty. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we didn't talk that much that night, but we did watch a lot of Lord of the Rings that night.
And that's what counts.
Yeah. And that really bonded us.
Yeah. Now we dress up every weekend.
Yeah. If you guys go on our Instagram, you can see us right now dressed up as Candle. And then Olivia, the first time I met you, we were in Luke's grandpa's basement. And yeah, I remember we walked down and you had purple hair. And I remember that I was like shocked. I was just like, this girl has purple hair. Like, I just imagine Luke was somebody so vanilla and you just aren't. And so, yeah, I didn't expect that from Luke, but you suit him very well. And you suit Ben very well.
Thank you.
So
awesome.
I really like both of you now.
Yeah.
And I remember when I left, I said this last week too. I remember when I left, I told Steve, I was like, I want to be friends with Olivia. And then we didn't become friends until pretty recently.
Yeah. It took a long time, but we're here now.
Yeah.
But all right, cool.
Cool.
Should we ask questions?
What was your guys' worst first date?
Worst first date. Do you guys have one?
Yes.
Like, none of mine were bad. But I think Kylie should go first.
Kylie?
Because she has one.
So for you.
Yeah, let's hear this.
For those of you who don't know, I was homeschooled. And although I was quiet, I'm not weird.
We're just
put that
not
out there
all.
Right now. But so
and she
my
is hot.
So this boy that asked me out, he was a total player. He tried for a really long time, but then I knew it would make my brother mad, so I went on a date with him. But his
brother.
Mom, no, I love my brother.
She is homeschooled, so it would make sense.
Yeah.
But his mom only let him go on dates if his twin brothers came along, little twin brothers. So I was like 16 at the time, and they were like 12. And so I was like, yeah, I'll just drive myself. And so we drove separately the whole time, and like at dinner, we sat at a table, and they sat at a table like right next to us.
Oh, gosh.
And this boy, I literally had to pull his teeth to get him to say it. Like, you think I'm quiet?
Anything.
He, like, I'd ask him a question. I'd be like, what's your favorite color? He'd say blue, nothing else.
I can just imagine you guys sitting at this table just in total silence with like these twins sitting next
to
you.
No, literally, that's what it was. It was so bad. And then I went on another date with him after that.
No.
I don't know why.
What did you do
we
on
16.
The second date?
The second date, well, then my brother came with us too, and
oh
his
gosh.
Two little brothers.
Oh my gosh.
It's just like a family of
literally. And yeah, it was just awkward. But I did get to meet like the whole Cardinals, Blues, and Rams teams at the shootout. So there's that.
Well, that
so,
sounds amazing.
You know, I got something out of it. But
true.
It was very awkward.
Oh man. I think my worst date was probably in high school. I sat next to this guy in study hall, and we were friends. And he was really nice, but just kind of, like, dumb, you know?
Yeah.
And I would tell him things, and then he would totally forget what I would tell him. Like, I told him that I couldn't eat wheat. I was like, I'm gluten-free. And he asked me to homecoming with like a cookie cake. Like, screw this, like, I can't even eat this.
And like a loaf of bread. Yeah, exactly. Like, I thought you liked bread.
And so I said yes, but I really didn't want to. So anyways, I'm so evil. I tried to get like the ugliest dress so I would look really ugly.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I didn't want to look good. Which doesn't make sense now. I'm like, I should have looked really good. Yeah. But anyways, so I got this ugly dress, and then I didn't let him drive me, so I had another friend drive me. And the whole time, like, taking pictures. He's also such a nice guy, by the way. Like, I was just being such a jerk. And we took pictures, and I was just being so annoying and dumb. And then when we went to the restaurant, we were with, like, all my friends and stuff. And he's like, I got you. I'll pay for you. So, and I felt bad, so I ordered, like, an iceberg salad, which was just like a loaf of iceberg and like dressing and bacon bits.
A loaf of iceberg, like everything is referred to bread.
Yeah, exactly. And then at the homecoming dance, I didn't dance with him. I literally like left him and danced with my friend Kyle and like looked at him while I danced. It was really bad. Like, bad on my part, though. I was the mean one, but that was probably my worst date.
I have not had, like, a lot of terrible dates, but I've had a couple that were just, like, awkward. So one time I went on a date with this guy, and he took me to a WWE wrestling tournament. And I got there, and the thing is, it was very weird, and it didn't work out between us. But honestly, I'm kind of into wrestling. It was actually, like, really fun. Like, 'cause then they did, like, the cage match, and I was, like, It was just, I never would have gone myself, and I probably won't go again, but it was a cool experience. But another one that was really bad was a couple months ago, actually, and I think I told you guys about this, but we went to dinner, and he asked me to go to dinner, and I got there, and he, like, didn't even get up to give me a hug or anything. So I sat down in, like, the booth, and we talked. It was kind of boring the whole time, and then the check came, and the waiter put it down, and it just sat there. Like, nobody picked it up. And I was like, I just left it because I was like, I mean, I'm not paying. Like, that's my right as a woman. And so that it was like 30 minutes went by, and he never took the check. So then I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, and I was standing in the bathroom, like, looking in the mirror. I was like, I'm not going back out there. Like, the check needs to be paid by the time I go out there. So I come back out, and it's still on the table. So I sit back down, and a couple more minutes go by, and he says, we should probably pay. So he, like, picks it up and puts a $20 bill in, which is not enough to cover even my food alone. And he puts it back down, and I was like, okay. So I waited a couple more minutes, and I finally was like, whatever. So I took my card, and I put it in, and the waiter came over and took the checks. And, like, then he came back a second later. I was like, do you guys want to put 20 in cash and the rest on card? And the guy was like, just put the 20 is for me and the card is for her.
I know.
And some people have said, did he not have a good time? But I know he had a good time because we left and he was like, we should do this again, but still didn't hug me when we left. But then texted me all the way home. I was like, there's not traffic on the way back. I was like, no, of course not. It's 11 p.m. And then when he got home, he was like, sorry, I talked so much, all this stuff. And then 2 weeks later, he texted me and was like, I hope you enjoy your trip to Ireland, because it was the day I was leaving. Like, he remembered the day I was leaving, and I've never texted him back. So,
yeah, I don't believe you.
But guess what his name was?
What?
Steven.
It was Steven.
No. That's so funny.
I know.
I mean, yeah.
All right.
Do you think that the guys should always pay?
No, but I think on the first date, the guy should always pay. Yeah. And if the guy doesn't pay, then I don't think that I would
say
reach out again.
Yeah, if the guy doesn't pay on the first date, he doesn't get a second.
No, because I think that, like, I
it
know
shows
that,
if you're interested or not.
Yeah, it does show that you're interested, and also shows, like, this is, like, your move to show that you can take care of me. And I know that's, like, might be, like, a sexist and not feminist, whatever, but I think that's, like,
I like being taken care of. Yeah. And I love free meals.
Who doesn't?
Exactly, I know. And you know what? That's also the thing is, like, it's not worth the risk if I have to pay for my own food. It's not worth a bad meal.
It's not worth dressing up, doing my hair.
Because
you don't know if he's a
murderer. To get ready.
Yeah, that's so
true.
I know. Kylie and I were talking about, like, imagine the next generation of children and their parents telling them that they met on like Tinder and Match.
Yeah,
like our parents have like kind of romantic stories. Yeah. Like, well, we were in this group together and then blah, 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 blah. And then all of these kids will be like, my parents met on Tinder.
Do you think that'll affect anything about like
probably
how
not.
They view love?
I don't know. I just think it's like weird. Maybe it won't be weird for them though, because they'll be in,
it's like
they'll
normal.
Enter a world where that's what, how things work.
Well, I read a book once where they matched people up basically like on genetics and like making
Whoa.
The best humans possible. So maybe that's what our kids will
Guys,
do.
Guys, imagine Serena Williams and LeBron James making a human person.
Serena James. Hopefully
Thank
they hear
you, Nathaniel.
This.
Nathaniel. Shout out to Nathaniel, our producer and photographer.
I just love how he's in the middle of us
right
now.
Like all kind of just looking at him.
He's our focal point. This whole time I've been like talking to him. And
him
he's not
surrounded with wine and candles.
It is a good vibe. That's for sure. All right. Did you guys ever watch Love Island?
No.
No.
Oh, gosh. You guys watch
what do you
it.
Guys think of dating shows?
Like The Bachelor?
Mm-hmm.
Or It Takes a Church?
What's that?
Love Them.
I haven't seen that.
What is
it
that?
It Takes a Church is pretty much The Bachelor and Bachelorette placed in a church. And the people of
Can
the congregation.
Can we sign
Halea
up?
Can sign me up and should we watch an episode right now?
Yes, we should. The people of the church will bring a bachelor or bachelorette to, and then they have like 3 minutes to try to sell their bachelor or bachelorette. So they pick one person in the church that they're like, this person should be set up with someone. So
is
it's
like
20,
all
30 year olds who
is
are
it
just
in
like,
one church or is it like
it's
a
in
bunch
one
of,
church. Okay, it's one church. And so hosted by Natalie Grant, mind you. So it opens with like the 7-time nominated, not even one, like Grammy Awards.
Never won.
Natalie Grant. And she comes in and she sings this whole ballad.
Oh
she messes
God.
Up like all the time. I don't know why they don't cut it out. It's so funny.
Like this is going to be live.
So great. And then these people will stand up and they'll be like, this is Lucretia. She's 24. She loves to bake. And she's
she
like, I brought
baking.
You muffins. And like, they'll try to like sell their person. And so there's about 30 of them. And then the church, or no, the bachelor or bachelorette will pick three people that they liked. And then the pastor will pick one.
Oh,
no, wait. The church picks three. For her. She doesn't even get to pick.
Oh
and then
gosh.
The pastor
he picks
selects one for her. And then they go on these weird dates.
They pick three. The pastor picks one of the three.
Yes. Got no, it. One of the, all of them.
Oh,
one
okay.
Of the
so
30.
Then there's four altogether.
Yeah. So there's four altogether. And then they do like these weird like middle school youth group games. Like one
the
of them
of
they
them?
Like built a bunk bed. And then another one was like they had to like kick a soccer ball into a goal. Like it was like all these weird activities that they
like
have to
make
do
them
together.
Get to know each other.
Yeah, so that they'll get to know each other. So
is
so
it
weird.
Still running now?
It's not. Well, it was on Netflix and they took it off, which was one of the saddest things ever.
Yeah.
But
you watched it every single day and then one
I
day
literally
you were
did.
Like, it's not here.
Yes, I did watch it every day. I love it so
I
wanna
much. See
yeah,
it.
Can we find this on YouTube?
It's amazing. It's like one of those things I feel withdrawal from. Like I need it to keep going in life.
Yeah, I think
it's
we answered
so
Halea's prayers.
Yeah,
honestly.
This is clearly.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. I think that I'm actually going to sign up for The Bachelor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Don't you guys think I should?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you would win.
I think that I wouldn't win. I think I'd be the person they'd try and put in a dolphin outfit. And I would do it, though. And then I'd get voted off in the second round.
No, you have too good of a personality. I think you would make an excellent bachelorette. That's a show I'd want to watch.
I would
watch
that.
With 30 men.
Oh, my gosh.
That have, like, washboard abs. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I would like that show, too. Have you guys ever seen Bridalplasty?
No.
So that's actually kind of a sad show. Oh. It's just, like, a bunch of women, and they go on, and they have to do challenges. And if you win a challenge, you get to have a plastic surgery from your list of plastic surgeries you want to have.
What?
And if you win the whole competition, you get all of the plastic surgeries on
no
your list.
No way.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like all, they're all engaged women. And then if you win, it's like 6 months before your wedding, you have all the plastic surgery. Your husband doesn't get to see you till the wedding day. And so
weird.
Like the winner was this like girl. I didn't like her. She had a weird personality and she won. She got all her plastic surgeries and she like was walking down the aisle after and like her husband saw it and was like, she's so beautiful. I was just like, it just doesn't
Yikes.
Look like her.
Okay, so I have been doing this thing where I'll ask people their favorites of this month.
Okay.
So it'll be like a movie that you watched this month, a show that you watched this month, a song, whatever it is. So just like your favorites, I'll do like four of them. But what has it been your favorite song that you've listened to this month?
Oh, can I open my Spotify?
Absolutely, you can.
Okay, let's see. What about you, Kylie?
Okay. So, Ben and I took a road trip to Indiana to see some of my family earlier this month, and we were talking about
Indiana.
Okay.
Makes sense. I was like,
don't I look
Sounds
Indian?
So fun.
Okay. And I was asking him what he thinks our first dance song should be.
Ooh.
And literally, like, so fast, he's like, oh, this one, and played it. I don't want to say it because it might be your first dance song. Oh. But it was so romantic, and now I've been
listening to it.
A lot. Oh, yeah.
Did you tell us who it's by?
It's by Sam Smith, but I think I want to get someone
it's
to do it.
It's definitely Stay With Me.
It's gotta be. That's like, his only song.
Yeah. Ben likes bittersweet moments.
Oh, man. I've been listening to Kanye, which I never have before. Mm. But, of course, big topic, Kanye West. Honestly, the first time I listened to his album, I cried because I was like, God, it's so much bigger than any of us could ever imagine. So I really liked the song Follow God. Mm. And I don't usually like that type of songs. Like, I'm the type of person who will listen to very slow, like, somber, stare at your window and cry type songs. Mm-hmm. But I've been really getting into the Kanye.
I still haven't listened to his album. I've listened to it, like, with other people in the car, but I've not listened straight through any songs.
Yeah. You know, I got really sad. I was in the car thinking about his album. I wasn't actually listening to it because I don't listen to music in the car.
Kylie does not listen to music in the car.
We'll talk about that later.
That's another topic for another day. But I was getting so sad because I was like, could you imagine trying to enter into the sphere of, like, Christianity and then, like, everyone rejects you?
Right.
And
which there's a song about it.
Yeah,
there is. He's like, but Christians don't even love me.
Oh my gosh.
That's so true, though.
It's like heartbreaking. Like, if anyone, we should be the ones to love the most.
But that's weird to me because I, like, my group, like, from the church I went to, I've only heard, like, positive, like, excited and supportive. But then Luke said that his experience has been, they're very, like, I don't know, we'll see. Like, we'll see what happens. Which I just think is interesting that, like, there's kind of a divide in the way that it just kind of depends on how
And I think it's just because his name represents something and they haven't, like, my mom probably wouldn't go and listen to rap. Actually, my mom would, but, like, my dad. My dad would probably just go and listen to rap music. So you just kind of make those assumptions without listening to it. And, you know.
But even if that's so, like, he is, like, you can't say that Jesus is Lord without the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's not even possible for him to say that without having the Holy Spirit in him. So I don't know. Anyways. Yeah. Do you have a favorite song?
I was trying to figure out why I couldn't think of a song I've been listening to this month. It's because I've been listening to Christmas music for about 2 months now.
She has. So every time I'm over.
Yeah. Just holiday
Alexa.
Radio.
We were getting ready for a Halloween party and Christmas music was playing.
Yeah.
It's because there's no Halloween music. I've already listened to Monster Mash like 100 times.
Yeah, you can only listen to it so many times.
Yeah. And then I played Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown for a long time and... You know, it's Christmas season now.
Yeah, it's
time
to
believe
go.
That starts after July ends. It does. I just want it to be
I
as long as possible.
Year-round.
You know what I would do when I have kids is like have Christmas in July, like literally, like let's put up a tree, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Will you guys introduce your children to Santa Claus?
I don't think so. No.
No.
I didn't believe in him.
Really?
Yeah,
and
I didn't
believe it for a second.
I grew up believing in him, and it was one of the more wonderful and magical things in my life.
Really?
So I would love my kids to think that there was a Santa. At least for like 7. Like, you find out when you're 8 always.
Yeah.
But it was that one of those things.
I don't know. I know people who were like 13 and they were still.
That was me. I was 13 when I found out. And that's because I went to the bathroom at 3 a.m. and I heard jingling. And so I looked at the fireplace and it was my parents stuffing things into our stockings. So anyways, but it was just so exciting to go to sleep and put out cookies and put out carrots and whatever.
Yeah.
And then go to bed. And
Wait, carrots?
Yeah, for the reindeer, of course.
Oh,
interesting. And then,
hates animals.
I hate carrots. I hate animals. I like soft carrots.
I don't know. I think I would do it. People say that it like ruins trust or something, but I just, it didn't affect me. So I feel like I would want to do the same. for my
kids. Hearing that, maybe it would be cool. I think the only reason I've never thought about it is because I, like, growing up, they never talked about Santa because my mom was very, like, this is Jesus's holiday. Not that I think Santa, like, necessarily retracts from that, but she was always just, like, she never talked about Santa, and every year we would wake up and they would be still wrapping presents the morning. So I think it was half laziness, half religion, but it is fun for kids to believe stuff like that. So who knows? Maybe that would be a cool thing.
My parents like never discouraged it, never encouraged it, because they didn't want us to be the ones that like ruined it for all the other kids.
Oh yeah.
But then, so my best childhood best friend, like, hardcore believed in it. I was like, no, it's not real. And to prove her wrong, I woke up in the middle of the night and watched my mom, like, put all the presents under there. And I was like, proof. He doesn't. Not real.
Oh, it is, man, a fun thing, though. And have you guys heard of the Elf on the Shelf thing?
Yes.
That people do know? I think that's weird.
I think that's way too much work to move it every day.
It's like kind of spooky.
For your child, it's fun though. Like, from
my, I don't know. If I was a kid,
I'd be like, why is it moving?
And the elf was moving around, I think I'd just be scared.
Yeah.
Like, after I watched Toy Story, I was a little paranoid.
I love magical things. They don't even, like, I don't even question them. I just,
I think the worst about
fully in. All right. So, favorite song of this month. Now, favorite movie that you've watched this month.
Okay. I've watched You've Got Mail about 7 times this month.
And none with me.
I just keep turning on. I know. We'll watch it. We can watch it tonight.
Yeah, honestly, we should watch it.
And I watched for the first time The Princess Switch.
Oh,
yes. I made Ben watch that last year.
I loved that movie. It was so good. It was like, because I love The Parent Trap. It's one of my favorite movies. And Princess Switch was just like another Parent Trap. Not as good.
Not as good.
Definitely. But it was like,
but Vanessa
a fun new thing
hot
to watch.
And I always just, totally, I love the idea of like Princess Diaries, just being a princess, just having to dress up in ball gowns. That just sounds like a good time.
It's confusing for me why no princesses have wanted to switch places with me.
Right, because I get to dress up in trash bags all the time.
Exactly. I'm
so why would they not
want to? They don't want my gray sweatsuit.
I don't get it.
Yeah, this is so weird.
I don't understand.
You don't want to sleep with my stuffed animal in my bed.
I don't get it.
Okay, let's talk about how Kylie doesn't listen to music in her car. Kylie comes back to St. Louis and then drives back down to where she lives like almost every weekend.
Yeah.
And that's a 4-hour round trip drive. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't listen to music.
Did you listen to music on your way here today?
I did because it's Christmas time and I listened to Michael Bublé's album.
That's fair.
Twice.
Do you just think?
I think, I pray. I call my grandma a lot. And me and my grandma can talk for 1 to 2 hours. It's always
holy
at least
cow
three. And then my mom and I can talk for 2 hours. Like, sometimes I'll get to Ben's house and do, like, laps around his neighborhood because we're still talking.
Aww.
So it's, like, time to catch up with people that I... Because, like, now I live 4 hours away from home. So I don't really get to see a lot of my friends there.
That's true.
And I do listen to podcasts, so it's not always silent. But
wait,
sometimes
you're 4 hours from home?
Mm-hmm.
From Jefferson City?
Yeah.
Is that 4 hours away?
In Cape Girardeau.
Oh,
so when I'm in Cape Girardeau,
I was like, I don't think that's
like,
far away.
Wait
but
a second.
We're like,
I mean,
let's
I know
just
you're
let
from there,
past.
But you're wrong.
I go
like,
the
she's
long
clearly
way
drunk. I go the long way. I just like to touch the border of Missouri.
I just love talking to my grandma so much. I go to Canada and come back.
Well, but I don't like to visit her. I just like to drive and talk.
I lived in Cape Girardeau for 1.5 years now, and Halia just learned that that's where I go to school.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Because
I didn't know
you are bopping around
SEMA
so
was
many places. Yeah, I didn't know where SEMA was.
Yeah, sorry.
I didn't know where SEMA was until I got there.
I don't even know, like, geography-wise, where Rolla is, where Jefferson City is, where Columbia. I don't know where they are.
I don't know. I couldn't point on a map and say this is Jefferson City. I know where Rolla is, but that's the only thing I know.
So you have St. Louis, you have Kansas City, and
Rolla.
There's Columbia in the middle. Jefferson City is just a little bit below that, and then Rolla is a little bit below that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Cool.
So there's
glad
your geography,
we have a geography
lessons
genius in
day
this group. My gosh.
Well, I drive there every day. I hit all the cities.
Yeah, just to talk
trip
to my grandma.
I love you, Julia.
Oh, Julia.
Oh, that's really sweet.
That's funny.
I get that, though. Like, there are times where I'll just feel like I don't want to listen to anything, and I'll just sit there and I'll pray. Yeah.
A lot of times I will call people first.
Yeah. I enjoy that more. It makes the past more. And every now and then I'll be in, like, a party mood and like ready to like dance it out the whole way there. But yeah. Okay. I like silence.
Well, that's dangerous, so don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, Haleah and I were both driving today, and she was FaceTiming me, and I was definitely looking at my phone the whole time.
Okay, wait. Haleah can FaceTime, drive, and put on makeup at the same time.
And look up flights to Colorado.
Tell me how do you do that?
Well, I just, it's by the grace of God, honestly.
He doesn't want you to die in a car accident.
She's like, I have a third arm that grows out just when I need it.
I'm Stitch. Do you guys ever like have moments where you're driving and then like 10 minutes go by and you're like, I don't remember looking at the road this whole time.
Yes. Okay. Today that happened. One time. I was watching Girl More Girls while driving.
Yeah.
And I was like, how did I get home so fast?
I know.
One time I left Cape Girardeau and it literally 10 minutes and I was like, I was at Ben's house and I was like, why?
I know. You're like, I don't remember any part of this. Yeah. It's bad. Okay, really fast before we go on to other favorites. This seems like a good segue. What do you guys think of Tesla? Self-driving. Because then I could watch TV. I could do my makeup. I could FaceTime. I could shave my armpits.
You could get so much done.
Yes. Kylie. Driving so much.
Yeah. I could take on a whole new career. Yeah, it would be so nice. But it kind of scares me. I'm not going to lie. I don't really trust it.
Yeah.
But I also love the idea.
It seems like until a lot, like more people have self-driving cars, then it would be dangerous.
I agree. I think everyone needs them. And then
I think it would be less dangerous.
Because other people are aware.
Because we're, like, right now, not many people are paying attention all the time. Like, as we just confessed ourselves, we're not paying that much attention. But I think, because, like, the cars have this thing on them where they can tell if a car is stopping, like, 10 feet in front of them. So they would know, and if all the cars knew that, if one car was faulty, another car wouldn't be faulty.
No, like, it would be more safe when everybody has self-driving cars. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
But I was listening to this podcast, and they were talking about how one of the guys' Teslas did, like, it was swerving a little bit, like, into a cone. And so then I was like, so there can be glitches because it's like basically like my phone. And my phone has glitches.
Well, that Google self-driving car, didn't it run over someone?
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know? Someone was using it as like an Uber.
Oh.
I don't get why flying cars aren't a thing yet, because I saw a video like 10 years ago of a flying car. And
was
I was scared, like, waiting.
Yeah, like, maybe.
It was yellow. It was
big. There was
big.
A red-haired lady.
There was a teacher on it.
I asked Ben about that
Does
all
anybody
the time.
Know what
Where did it go?
Wait, what did Ben say?
I asked Ben about that because I was like, well, because he's all about the Tesla. And I was like, what about self-driving? Or what
Wait,
about
Tesla?
Yeah, is it Tesla or Tesla? Or Tesla?
Tesla. That's what I call
Tesla.
It. I was asking about flying cars. And he said, that's just like you can't put lights in the air and like
oh that's true
no,
there would be no like traffic rules
yeah it'd be like the Jetsons
well though. We can buy our own private jet and we can start
do
our
we all want to buy we could okay, do it for yes. the podcast tour we could buy a plane together
yeah
okay
absolutely
I when think we go on investment.
Tour 2020 guys, get ready
instead of a honeymoon we just do a podcast tour
yeah and Ben doesn't even come
yeah. No their podcast is good enough.
Oh. Okay, Kylie. Okay. Kylie said, what did you say? A boudet?
A boudoir?
A boudair.
A boudair.
A boudair. That's what she called it. For a boudoir. She put boudair. A light bulb in her mouth. She goes, is this for my boudair?
I don't like bulb in my mouth. I can't help it.
You can help us.
Okay. All right, what was your other favorite thing that you were going to ask about?
Oh, okay. So, favorite... What was the next one? Like snack.
Oh.
Like your
banana
go-to
chips.
Snack.
Go
Ooh. To.
But, oh, really? I had a face of that.
They're so
they're
good.
So good. And kind of like healthy.
That's what my roommate and I say. We're like, you know, if we're going to snack...
They're doused
We're
going to
snack on banana chips. We're eating fruit. It's fine.
You can get the, like, plantain chips from Trader Joe's, though. And I think they're
That's true.
A little healthier. And they're good.
I get it from Aldi, and I just tell myself that anything from Aldi is healthy, so.
That is true.
It's true, though.
Aldi's is She would never hurt me, so.
She would never.
Is Aldi a woman?
I think so. Well,
she better, because she's amazing.
I always went there with my grandmother, so it's like, She is a woman.
Dude, a woman. You and your grandma.
No, it's my other one. Wendy. Oh. R.I.P.
Dude, me too. Well,
anyways. We all start crying.
Everything just glitches out. We get electrocuted and die.
It's the smart cars.
They're taking over. Oh, wait, what was the question?
Favorite snack.
I've been eating a lot of Ben and Jerry's lately. I love it.
I literally came in here the other day. There was an empty carton.
Yeah, I know it. I've had a rough month, you guys. I know sometimes I look around my room or my home and I'm like, I'm a piece of trash. I just hate myself. There's Ben and Jerry's everywhere. There's just like soda bottles.
I feel like that's loving yourself. Honestly.
Honestly, if you get a Ben and Jerry's pint and you don't eat it all in one sitting. But I just feel like it's weird to put them back in the freezer. Like, it's just wrong.
It won't
like, you committed to that amount of ice cream and you're going to eat it.
Yeah, you have to.
No, but seriously, that night that the Ben and Jerry's was by my bed was a rare occasion because normally I don't eat in my bed because I don't want bugs. And there one time was a bug in my bed and it gave me a bunch of bites on my legs.
I love eating my bed.
Well, this one night I did, and it was fabulous. And normally I'm really weird about my teeth. So, like, before I go to bed, I brush my teeth, put my retainers in. Like, I don't just fall asleep in bed. Like, it's a routine. And that night I was laying in bed eating my Ben and Jerry's, and I fell asleep eating my Ben and Jerry's. I fell asleep with sugar on my teeth.
No, you didn't.
But
that is not even sad, though.
Yeah, it was a great night.
You need nights like that.
My favorite snack recently I've been taking peanut butter and then I'll put honey in it. And then I'll put flaxseed and chia seeds and I'll stir it up. And then I'll put oats in it and I'll stir it up. And then I'll put chocolate chips in it and I'll stir it up. So it's like a power ball, but in a bowl.
That's really, really good.
And that's pretty much the only thing I eat, though. I don't eat
You
much
should bring some over.
Unless I'm
honestly,
like
I don't eat until I come to St. Louis, and it's like,
then it's a
that's
lot of
all
food.
We do.
Yeah.
This yeah, weekend, true. I've this just, weekend I've never lot. Felt hungry, I don't think.
No.
We've just
we had,
had
so much food.
There's so much food around all the time.
Yeah.
Actually, until we got to the sandwich.
So nice,
place,
though.
I was really hungry.
Dude, that sandwich was good.
What was that
so
place
good.
Called?
Adriana's yeah. on the
I
hill.
I want another meatball
Go there
right
and then go check out some
and go.
I think I'm going to go and get a sandwich tomorrow.
Go to the Herba.
I never knew what the name was of it.
Go check out Sean
a place that makes
at the soap,
soap
shop. Ask for a tour.
She
yeah. They'll give you a free
angel.
Bar. Natalie will take two.
Oh, there's just like a picture of Natalie on the wall. Yeah. Like most
it's like,
wanted.
Do not let her in the store.
Don't let her take any more soap.
It was fun.
She's like caught red-handed with all these soaps
she,
in her
They
hands.
Like tap her and like a bunch of soap.
She's lathered in soap.
They just like spray her with a hose and she just immediately lathers. They're like, we knew it.
How did you know?
She goes outside, it starts raining. She's like, she gets caught. Too far. It was funny how into it everybody got to this man. Into the soap though.
I was genuinely like interested
at first.
Like Sean, she pulled
at
me
first.
In I was like, I believe because
I was in the restroom when we committed to the tour, and I came out. I'm like, oh, we're touring this thing, and I whispered to Ben. I said, this reminds me of a homeschool field trip. But then we got into it. Oh yeah,
totally.
I've been on a lot of those, and
yeah.
It was really interesting. I never really put a lot of. Thought into my soap because it cleaned me and it did the job. So
if it smells,
I actually
want
to ask you this, Leah, as a hairstylist, do we really need professional products or does it
for hair?
Yeah, does it really make a difference?
Yeah, it really does.
Really?
And yeah, and
that's not what I wanted to hear.
I thought it. No, I know. I thought it was BS
well,
until I started like actually doing hair and using the products, and then I still thought it was BS for a long time. And then I went to my friend's house and started using her like Pantene again,
mm-hmm.
and my hair was wrecked that week. Like it was so oily, I couldn't get it clean. Like it was bad. And so now I've been like really noticing like when you use professional products on your hair, then it does make a big difference.
Okay, because one thing I've noticed is my mom is very into natural like shampoos, conditioners, soap,
yeah.
and things like that. But my hair, I don't know, like it's fine. But then I, every hairstylist I know has great hair, and they're using like all this stuff. So I'm like, there's gotta be something to
and
this.
And the product line we use is like Pureology, and they're, I mean, they're like a vegan brand, and so like technically, like it's fine. There's always gonna be something that like somebody natural is gonna not like in like any product that you're using. But honestly, at the end of the day, I feel like we're doing so many other things that are hurting us that like. You might as well just use the friggin' product. Like, because it's good. It's not like it has things that are really harming
die
you.
Die happy, guys.
Yeah, die happy with shiny hair. But Kylie, your hair is very shiny and beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to ask. But I think that the thing is like, when your hair is used to something, then it's like, it's going to be fine. But you will notice a difference when you start using something better. Like, it's not like it's going to be bad if you just use Pantene for the rest of your life.
I use Tresemme, so... And much Selena better. Gomez, I believe, endorses that. So I'm just trying to be like Selena here. Yeah.
I know that she does not use that product, though.
Yeah, she for her, a fact.
No, but like, I mean, it's not the end of the world. Whatever you're using is probably fine, but it will be better to use something better. But you,
if I were rich and famous, I would have a hairdresser do my hair too. Curl it.
When Kylie Jenner was sleeping and had someone do her makeup on. Yep.
While
every
she was
day.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh.
While she was.
That seems like a little much.
Seems like where I want to be in my life.
Enough.
I feel like I'd wake up.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
What was her thing?
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Who was it? Somebody was getting mad the other day because they said she was like copywriting it. Was it you? And they were like, she's like copyright. She didn't make up Rise and Shine, or was that a meme or something?
No, it was a meme. Because she tried to, but then someone else already had it copyrighted.
Well, yeah, probably.
So
the
now
Rise
they're
and
like
shine
paying
guy.
Her to like record it. Or
the Rise and Shine guy.
Morning's here. Morning is here.
Well yes, like, the Rise and Shine,
Rise and Shine
guy. Which is like my mom. Like, the only person I've ever heard sing it.
Every mom trademarked it already. Rise and shine.
It's like a side off of mom scenes. And if you pay $50
for both
pairs, you get copyrights for Rise and Shine.
And they send like a little letter, and like every mom has this plaque we've just never noticed before.
Oh my gosh. All right, well.
Well, this has been good.
We've got pretty good content, I guess. I don't know. I'm gonna
do you guys think it's so good? We're really insecure.
Yeah, tell us all the things you like about us.
Just tell us we're better than the boys.
Yeah.
That's all I need to hear. I really need some validation right now.
Well, do you guys want to close on... What was your favorite part of this weekend?
My favorite part of this weekend was probably the hill. I thought it was so fun. Like, because we got to go out to eat together, and then we got to tour, or we got dessert at a bakery. And then we met Sean, and she gave us a beautiful tour, and it was just fun. Because I felt like, oh, we're out doing stuff. Like, because usually we'll be in our houses, like, hanging out, which I love that, too. But it was just fun to be out. And then it was cool because we went to a coffee shop and met Matt and Nan.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just a really cool opportunity that we got to pray for them, and that was really awesome. So that was probably my favorite part of this.
I told Ben this because we were driving home Friday night after we had a Halloween party, and he was like, what's the best part of the party? And I actually said... Before, when like the six of us all got there early and we're like getting ready or getting everything together, cooking the food, I thought that was really fun. Just to be with that.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that because I felt bad.
No, I love that. It was a good time.
Good.
Yeah,
it made us
too.
Feel like a real family.
Yeah,
it did. I loved it. It's great.
I really enjoyed the party. Was really fun. It was. I thought it was really funny when like Steven died. I thought that was really fun. All the blood.
Yeah. I loved when Steven died.
I love that Steven just died. And but then I really enjoyed hanging out at your guys' house, at Luke and Olivia's house last night. Because
it was really
the first time all of us were there.
Your house is so cute. Halle and I were talking about
it.
It
like feels very open.
Yeah.
Good. I want you guys to come over all the time.
Yeah, well, we will.
Our door is open at all times.
We'll be there.
Your Ryan a door we'll is open.
Yeah.
Kind of a stretch.
Kylie with the puns tonight.
Oh my God. Lauren Elena over here.
Guys, I have a personality. I just haven't been showing it.
Oh, okay. Wait, let's also really fast talk about Kylie when we play Quiplash.
I'm recording.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that Ben? Did Ben just call?
Well, first
is
of all,
I don't know.
Like, I feel like I always sense that Kylie had, like, a dark side.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, very nice, very sweet. But then I was like, I know that there's more to this. And then I heard from Natalie that apparently she was, like, the ringleader in their friend group. So I was like, I knew it. Yeah. I knew it. There was more to her. And then
we played Quiplash. And then she was winning every single round. And it was pissing me off. Because if I don't have Scuba, what do I have?
What has this been about?
And she was winning every single round. And it really showed her sexual side, her dark side.
I've just been waiting for an opportunity to, like, break my mold.
Finally, we're playing Quiplash.
Well, see, and I win, like, all my friend groups. I win in all friend groups.
Quiplash?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Oh, so she's had experience in this for years.
Yeah, my friends get really mad.
This is, like, her party trick.
Quiplash, and they're like, no, it's not fun anymore.
No,
I don't know. It's something like
that.
It just gets my humor going.
She's just so good at it. I feel like I have to be in the mood for it. Like, I can be good at it.
It
but
always
only,
puts me in the mood.
Yeah, in special times. Or I'll be so bad at it. I'll either get first or last.
Yeah, I feel like Olivia and
Kylie's
we always battle it out for the top.
That's true.
Yeah.
Kylie's a strong winner.
And I think now I feel a lot more comfortable. I've been talking.
Good. We're blessed to have her in the Quiplash.
So if we ever go, like, a national competition, we'll at least win Quiplash.
Yes.
Not trivia.
We'll be, like, in the office when they do trivia. They'll think we're going to lose because we have Kylie.
Yeah, they think we're dumpy.
They have Kevin. We have
Kylie. We are the same.
We both have
holes of chili.